and welcome to the Responsibly Armed Citizen Show. I am one of your hosts, Frank Horvath. Joined with me in studio is our other host, Mr. Tim Kelly. Tim, how are you doing today?
Wonderful. Fantastic.
I am doing well as well. We're going to have a pretty short show today. In about 30 minutes or so, the Charlotte FC soccer game is going to be cutting our show off, right? So right at 1:30, they're going to be cutting us a little bit short. So we're going to keep it short and sweet, but packed full of information, something that really a call to action, let's call that. Today is a call to action.
I like it.
We have been like just pumping up for the past several months. Look, guys, go train, go find some training, go do something, you know, get off your couch, go find somebody, right? Go pursue a skill in regards to being a responsible armed citizen. And we have some opportunities for you guys coming up this coming weekend. So March 15th, 16th, 17th. Tim, what's coming up?
Well, next weekend we have start off with Friday. We'll talk about that one first. Friday from 1 to 5. Friday, March 15th, from 1 to 5. We have our Elements of the Concealed Draw workshop coming up, and that's an excellent class. And you know, one of the things that's kind of strangely left undone whenever you take a concealed carry class is actually learning to draw from concealment. Right. And that's understandable because it's an 8-hour class and it's really meant and designed to be focused on the laws that govern deadly force,
right,
the laws that govern concealed carry in North Carolina, the laws. The shooting portion is really nothing more than like a safety test,
yeah,
right?
Check a box.
Yeah, it really is. And even though, everybody has different shooting standards and stuff like that for that class, there's really not enough time to devote to the subject of drawing from concealment. There's so much that goes into it. There's so much more nuance that's just left undetected by, anyone who's carrying a handgun and having never taken a class.
And I'll add to that, as a concealed carry instructor for the state of North Carolina, you're right. There's really not that much time, to expose nuance. But also, it's just trying to cram that skill set in such a short period of time can be unsafe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got people from all walks of life. I don't know anybody from Adam, when they're coming in there. And so I don't know where their skill set is. And I'm not going to chance that in that particular class,
right?
I'm not going to chance it, period. I'm going to have something that, like the Elements of Concealed Draw workshop, where we can sit back and focus solely on that skill set, right? And that's one of the things I really enjoy about, the workshops and things like that that Apache does, is that, it gives us an opportunity to break down a specific skill or specific set of skills and really dive into, like you said, the nuance of that skill. For me, I like taking workshops and doing things like that so that I can assess, my gear, I can assess my personal skill level. I can go ahead and really dive into those specific things. We've all done it before. We've all, walked into a gun shop and the clerk has said, this is what you have to have. Or, I got on, Instagram or Facebook or something like that, and they have these big flashy ads for this new gimmicky, gun thing, mm-hmm, right? So you buy it and you play with it and you're like, oh, yeah, this is great. But, right, there's always a but. It's subpar quality, or it's the way that it's designed, it's potentially unsafe. Like, there's a lot of things that until you experience it, you don't know or you don't recognize.
Right.
This is, this type of, class gives you an opportunity to test your gear with a, with specifically when you're drawing concealed, but also location, fitment, like these are all considerations, things to consider as, when you do buy a piece of gear, when you are drawing from it actively.
Right. And this topic, this subject, we're hyper focusing on in this 4 hours, you could take this class over and over and over and over again, and experience different, you know, different results.
Right.
It's all about how you take the class. So if you've never taken a class to learn how to draw from concealment, this is a perfect opportunity for you to do that. You don't have to spend an entire day out on the range with us. I mean, unless you want to, then you can come out the next day. But right. you can spend the afternoon essentially learning how to safely and efficiently draw from a holster. So I mean, there's a couple of ways you can go about doing this. You can show up and try to game this the best way you possibly can so you can look like the coolest kid in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can show up the way you are dressed right now, currently. Yep. And there's a dude sitting at home on the couch eating Cheetos, listening to the show, and he's thinking to himself, right now, I'm in my bathrobe. No, not like that. Not unless you have an Enigma and you plan to cover yourself up otherwise.
Zach.
No, I'm just, yes, that's what I was thinking of. That's what I had pictured in my head. No, my point is if you regularly wear a dress or something like that. You're a lady that regularly wears a dress and you haven't practiced or been taught how to effectively draw from concealment in a dress,
mm-hmm.
this would be the perfect class to come and take.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's all about you and the individual and their performance drawing from concealment.
You know, the other scenario that really pops in my head for that is, you know, like business casual, right? So a lot of businesses, you know, share that, you know, that Second Amendment right. They allow you to carry at work, but not very many people dress appropriate enough when they're carrying. So that potentially can cause some issues. So draw, you know, wear what you normally carry on, you know, any given day. Now come to class and let's put it to work. Let's put it to test. Let's right. make sure that you're squared away on that draw. You know, I will not forget, you know, if there's a number of scenarios that are out there where an improper draw or a flub draw mm-hmm. unfortunately was the end for a Good Samaritan.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't stress enough how important a solid, smooth draw is.
Right.
Yeah, you had mentioned briefly, you know, it's the next day. So when does the elements of concealed draw start? Because it's like an after work thing, right?
Yeah, well, kind of. I mean, so it really starts from at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on right. Friday.
Okay. Yep.
So you might have to take half a day off or something like that yeah. to come out, but it's we only have so much daylight in the yeah, day, so yeah. we have to start a little bit early. So 1 to 5. And then the next day, we're doing a defensive pistol class. It's called Defensive Pistol 1. Now, this is not necessarily an entry-level class, but it's something that if you've already taken a concealed carry class and you're wanting more, you're looking for some way to improve your skill sets, and you don't know exactly where to start,
mm-hmm.
this would be a great class.
Right.
This would be a great class for you to jump into just to get the insides of you know, what all you need to be studying and looking into and practicing mm-hmm. Over the course of time. So it's a great introductory course for some. And for others who have been practicing in this, it's a great way to test gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get some reps in. It's a great way to learn a bunch of new things. We try to not throw together too much content, but we want to make sure that the student, you know, leaves with some type of dry fire regimen they can take home and put into practice. We want to make sure that they leave with some type of individual feedback and individual results.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long day. It's 8 hours, but it is an excellent time.
Now, and I think that like the Defensive Pistol 1 class is really the crux of like what it is to be a responsive armed citizen.
Yes.
It's I don't want to say it's like the sum total. It's not all of it, but I want to say it's the good, you know, snapshot of what, you know,
right.
skill sets a responsive armed citizen should have in regards to, you know, deadly force, in regards right. to handling a handgun. You know, there's a lot of little things that you don't think about. Gear selection, you had mentioned before, that is a huge piece of it that a lot of people, like I had mentioned, you know, you'll just, you know, find something gimmicky online and go. We have this box on the range. Tim, you should drag that out for the defense pistol class. But it's, you know, the never do that again box, right? It's just junk. It's stuff that we have either personally purchased or stuff that students had purchased at some point that, you know, failed. You know, we can, you know, dump it out on the range, but like, look, this stuff here is junk.
Right.
Now, some of it doesn't necessarily look like junk, but in its application, you know, in its actual use, there's failure points to it. Right. There are things that cause either, you know, safety issues or things that cause just undue stress or problems, you know, stuff that really needs to be sat back and analyzed. And look, if you're not just going out and buying a bunch of stuff, you don't know.
Right.
Right. Unless you have some sort of personal experience or, you know, have a friend or have somebody, a mentor come over and say, hey, look, that's not going to work. And this is why it's not going to work. You're, you know, if you have an open mind, you're like, okay, I now can see, I understand why that won't work.
Right.
You know, it's fantastic to be able to go through and, you know, address and assess, you know, things like that. You know, we've had law enforcement that have come and taken the class, both on, you know, their off-duty gear and in their duty gear. Mm-hmm. And you would be amazed at the amount of information that they walk away with, knowing, hey, I had no idea. Like, right. I didn't know that I was so inefficient in this particular area, and this potentially could be life-saving for me one day, you know, being on a job. Mm-hmm. You know, that's some of the highest praise that we can get, you know, just based off of the skill sets that we're teaching in the class.
Right. And I think one of the things that is commonly misconstrued about the idea of training is that we are going to, like, we as the instructor are giving you something. Mm-hmm. All we're really doing is providing you with some type of path. We're giving you some instruction. You're the one that puts in all of the work. Right. You're the one that takes away the most from the class. You know, it's extremely beneficial to you to come out and take a class like the defensive pistol class, or elements of the concealed draw. You know, if you just want to dip your toes into it, come out Friday. Yep. You know, come out Friday and see what we're about. If you really want to jump into the water and see, you know, what all there is out there to learn, as you said, like, this is a really good snapshot of what you can expect as far as technical pistol skills. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not getting into contextual stuff just yet in the defensive pistol classes or the elements of the concealed draw. We'll touch on some context, but for the most part, it's really about performance more right. than anything. Defensive pistol 2 is actually more contextual.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, there's a lot of really good information, a lot of, you know, fantastic stuff. You know, holding yourself to a standard, right? That's the name of the game. And you got another class that's coming up that same weekend, March 17th, Apache Pistol Metrics, where we do exactly that, where we break down the standard. Let's go to a quick break. Let's come back and talk about it.
That's good.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Responsibly Armed Citizen Show, where we talk about all things Responsibly Armed Citizens should know. Tim, we're deep in a conversation about different classes and things like that. That, again, this is a call to action. You go and take a class, go somewhere, go get some training. Here are some classes, here are some things that's coming up next weekend, March 15th, 16th, 17th, that you can, you know, go and partake in, go and enjoy. Go learn something, right? Go get off the couch, you know, wipe the Cheeto dust off your chest and roll on. So we talked a little bit about, you know, elements of concealed draw, talked a little bit about, you know, defensive pistol and, you know, kind of the handful of skill sets that the Responsibly Armed Citizen should know. Something that you had mentioned, you know, in the last segment was, you know, the standards, right? Being able to have some sort of metric, have some sort of standard that you can hold yourself to. And I think that is the entire point of the class that's on the 17th, Apache Pistol Metrics 1. Right. So, Tim, tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. So, first off, if you guys have been listening along, I want to make sure I mention where you can find these classes and register now. You just go to apachenc.com/events, and that'll take you to our calendar and all the classes that we have coming up. So, Apache Pistol Metrics. So it's Apache Pistol Metrics 1 because there are two iterations of this. This is just the first one. One of the biggest things that really drove me nuts when I got out of the military was that there was no real set standard or metric to hold myself to as an armed citizen.
Right.
We've briefly touched on in the last segment about concealed carry classes and what those are designed to do, and how that's really not a standard as much as it is just an educational opportunity for you as the responsibly armed citizen to, you know,
learn laws governing deadly force.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's not, and it's really not the end to learning the laws.
No, you know? They change all the time.
Yeah, yeah, it's. I think that class is really designed to be an eye opener for folks.
Right.
You know, and introduce you to some of the things that you should be paying attention to. That's really what that class is designed to. It's not a metric. It's not a standard.
Right.
No matter what. I mean, I don't care how tough you think your concealed carry class was as far as the shooting aspects go, it's not a standard to hold yourself to.
Right.
It's really not.
And there's just not enough time to go over everything, right?
No.
And you can't get into nuance, can't really dive into, you know, the safety aspects of it. Like you're skipping off the tops of topics, you know, throughout the entire, you know, 8 hours that you're there, where a majority of the focus is laws governing deadly force. You know, and here's a clue, it changes. It changes every year. You know, something changes.
Right.
So
in terms of qualifications and stuff like that, you know, look at the military. Each branch has their own different qualifications for various weapon systems and stuff like that. They have to qualify annually, mm-hmm. or at least I hope annually, to, you know, in order to be able to carry a handgun around or a firearm around with them, they have to qualify. Same with law enforcement, same with security, same mm-hmm. with all these other different organizations. And institutions, but we as the everyday armed citizen are just kind of left to
figure it out
on our own.
Right.
Right. So that's really where these pistol metrics came from. And the point of the first pistol metrics is to kind of hyper-focus on the most essential technical skills that you need in order to win a gunfight.
Right.
Right. And that is, can you get the gun out of the holster in an efficient manner? And can you control recoil? Can you get a first shot on target from a ready position in a timely manner? You'd be surprised just how much goes into those three little skill sets.
Right.
And when you combine them together, we have what we call our proof of concept, and it'll show you exactly where you are in terms of shooting performance. Now, where we get these numbers from, right? So you'll be given a sheet of paper, right? I'll explain that in a moment, but you'll be given a sheet of paper, and then it'll have a bunch of different numbers on it and stuff, and we'll show you how to organize that and how to actually use the spreadsheet. But those numbers come from the last 6 years worth of private sessions that we've done. That's mm-hmm. well over 6,000 hours worth of private training, you know, that we've done over the years. That's where these numbers come from. It's data driven.
Yeah, right? And you know, to go about that, it's from various walks of life, right? So not everybody was the same. We have people that were you know on the upper end of the age scale. We had younger folk that were in there. We had, you know, people with different, you know, abilities, disabilities, whatever it may be. So we're able to take a lot of this information, you know, crunch it together, and so that we have what we believe is an achievable goal, an achievable metric for the responsible armed citizen to strive for and to work towards and to press forward for. You know, and that's the thing. Far too many of us, right, who are responsible armed citizens, far too many of us don't know. Like, we don't know what that draw should look like.
Right.
We don't know what the time should be. We don't know what our personal capability is.
Right.
Or what we, you know, sitting back and thinking, oh, well, I think I can do that in 2 seconds. Well, until you actually get out there and do it, how do you know you can do that in 2 seconds? Does your 2 second actually look like a 6 second? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things that are out there that, you know, that play into it. Not even to mention, those other considerations. You know, what are you wearing? How, you know, are you wearing your range outfit,
yeah,
or are you wearing what you wear every day to work, or when you're out and about with the family, or whatever it may be? So, right. I mean, there's all these considerations go to it. But the point of that class is to give you that hard number, good, bad, indifferent, whatever, to give you your number so that you can, you know, say, okay, this is my number today. And this is my goal. This is where I want to, you know, what I want to work towards. And I now have the tools, given to me. The tools have been shown to me, at least, to where I can go home, I can dry fire, I can practice, I can do all these things to try and work towards achieving that goal. And one of the coolest things that I've heard students say over the years was, you know, they were, you know, given a metric, they were, you know, these times were recorded, they recorded themselves or record it for them. And then we'll say, you know, a couple years later, they're doing the exact same test, the exact same way with the exact same numbers. And you can see the growth.
Yeah.
You can see that continual prep, you know, push towards getting a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, they're introduced to a skill set and they just catch on to it. And then they just jump, you know, huge gains, you know, good numbers.
You know, that's where that came from. For me, it came from my experience when learning and mastering the handgun combatives methodology. Mm-hmm. I spent years dedicated to really, really getting that down pat, right? And because the first class I took with handgun combatives, I was provided a worksheet, and it had these different standards, and it had you had your average times, and then you had your desired times. Mm-hmm. And my goal was to be able to achieve all those desired times on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Like I should be able to walk to the range, you know, having not dry fired, not practiced at all.
Cold, yeah.
I should be able to cold do all of those standards. And it took me quite some time to get there.
Yep.
And so that's what I want this worksheet to be to our students. I want them to be able to look at that and say, man, if, you know, here's my scores and here's my times from a class that I, you know, took last year. And then this year I've been working, and now look at my times. You mm-hmm. see that drastic change and growth. And it really served me very well.
Yeah.
Like it really did help me out. I needed that, you know, something tangible to take home with me to show me what I did and something that I can look back on mm-hmm. and you know, see how much I've grown.
Well, the ability to be able to take something home, whether that be a physical piece of paper that has your times on it, whether that's, you know, the knowledge to be able to do, you know, certain dry fire skills at your home, that is paramount. Speaking of the home, our Comp C of the month, we only have a couple of minutes, so we're not going to discuss Comp C of the month. We're going to let our viewers, our listeners, listeners, viewers, et cetera, reach out to us, let us know. So our Comp C of the month, and for those of you who have not been with us regularly, Comp C of the month start off as an in-house tool, so that, you know, we can come up with topics, bounce around within our inner group of instructors, our inner group of cadre, and say, hey, you know, these are the thought, you know, this is like the thought of the month. You know, let's talk about it. If maybe somebody is not spun up on that particular topic, then we can discuss, and that gives them a point of research, a topic to research and to find a little bit more about some aspects. You may be deficient in a particular, you know, topic, so that gives you something to work towards. Tim, our Comp C of the month, briefly, what is our Comp C of the month?
Our Comp C of the month this month for the month of March is home defense strategies. And I've tried to leave that, just like I do most of the competencies, rather open for interpretation.
Yep.
Right? So I want you to think about what's the first thing that comes to your mind in terms of home defense strategies. How much do you know about it? And if you don't know anything about it, you should be doing some research.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the kind of the point of the Comp C of the month. So, well, speaking of that, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when we're talking about home defense?
Gun?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's where everybody goes to. What's my home defense gun? Well, let's just start off by saying your home defense gun isn't going to do you very much good if you don't have locks on your doors.
Right.
Right. And if you have locks on your doors, do you have a method of practicing keeping them locked?
Right.
Do you have some way of essentially, you know, keeping your castle secure?
Right.
Right. You can sit back and tell all you want about, you know, having the right to use deadly force in your home. But if you're not putting preventative measures in place to buy you some time to access a gun,
right,
that gun isn't going to do you any good.
What are those other mitigants that you're putting in place, right? Before right. you're forced to use deadly force? You right. know, there's just so much, like I said, locking your door. That is a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, not having a bunch of junk in your yard that says, hey, come steal from me. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can go about, you know, looking at that. So for our listeners, because we did not talk about much like that, we want you guys to reach out to us. Please let us know, what are your thoughts on home defense strategies? You can do this a couple different ways. You can leave a comment down below for our digital media fam. Just kind of let us know what's there. If you're listening on the radio, shoot us an email. Give us a call. Patchy Solutions in Yakima, North Carolina. Look us up. You know, you can get all of our information there. As far as email goes, it's rac@apachenc.com. rac@apachenc.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know your thoughts on home defense strategies. You don't have to get specific about your personal home, but if you want to, you know, just say, hey, these are my thoughts. This is what I think about, what a good home defense strategy. Or if you got a question, if right. you just want to call on us and talk to us and be like, you know what, I really haven't thought about it. Let's have a conversation. We're absolutely open for it. Please do. Please feel free to reach out to us.
Awesome. Well, I think that's about it, man.
That's it. Let's go watch some soccer.
Sounds good. Go!
Go!